if we are going to move to a new platform versus staying with the existing one, and then identify how we're going to make the changes. So no timeline specifically right now. We need to get to that next step to determine it.
And could we have, we could internally source a webmaster from somebody within the district?
That's a good question. We have people that are on staff that have the expertise. It's whether they have the time to maintain it.
Okay.
Kevin, is there any thought in your plans to provide?
John.
John, Kevin.
Same thing.
Any reports in here, ad hoc reports? And specifically what I'm thinking of is that, that's why I was distracted, but as a teacher, it would be interesting for me to know how many people or what the frequency is of visitation to my wiki. And also as an administrator, to get some type of report mechanism that tells me that my teachers are or are not updating data. So I'm looking at, is there any type of ad hoc or customized or standard reporting being looked at for this?
So I believe with the WordPress facility, we have some statistics, and keep me honest here, Tim, that shows the number of visits made to each page, and that's where we determined that 70% of the visits went to the wikis. But I believe we also had some statistics on how often those pages were being updated. So, and again, Tim, if you have any further information, we might be able to extract that data and provide it to the teachers, provide it to Dr. Clark and the principals to let them know how actively each one of those pages or the wikis in particular are being monitored and updated.
Yeah, I would think as a teacher, if I knew people are looking at what I'm doing, that's going to incent me that much more. But if I don't know, if people are looking but I don't know it, it's kind of hard to maintain that self-motivation for a full year.
Yeah, I just want to add in, the wikis are hosted on a separate service than the website, so it's not actually on a WordPress platform. It's on an internal server that we maintain. The sites are built into a product that we currently have on the server, and it doesn't come with statistical capabilities without adding it on. You would need to add it onto the sites like we do with, that's how we got it on the WordPress site.
I thought they were making changes to the wikis, though. I thought I heard that at Back to School Night. Is that not, a couple of teachers mentioned.
That's true. Yes, the district has implemented a new lesson planning platform named OnCourse that has teacher website capabilities. The leadership team decided last spring to migrate teacher wikis to OnCourse, and we've been going through that implementation process and transition process for the past few months.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I guess I have some concerns about the WordPress base for this, the platform. I think that Tim and I have talked about some information that we're hearing about concerns about WordPress as a platform and possible vulnerabilities in the way it's set up. And I'm thinking we should be looking more at a separate platform that's specifically designed for this, so that you get more uniformity, which I think addresses one of the issues of consistency here.
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing we want to happen is having our website hacked.
School Messenger, which is our alert system now, has a possible website deal that they're talking to us about. We asked them to hold it for us and keep the pricing until we could discuss it on a board level and hear this presentation. So I think long term, that might be a better thing for the district, because it provides consistency. No matter, who your technology people are, you'd have a consistent, strong platform for the district that is experienced with it making sense and easier transitions, less clicks. And we could get, I think, a few people to sit down with the preview of it and maybe look at that and pick out the things that we want based on the survey information and what the ad hoc committees found, and then design it that way. I don't think WordPress is the place that we want to stay with for long term.
I agree. And Tim did mention the the opportunity that you just discussed, and from what we heard, and the cohesiveness of bringing it together with the other part of that piece, with the alerts, it sounds like a really good solution.
Yeah, because you're using one program
exactly.
for everything.
Right.
You're not, you know,
it's not piecemeal, it's all together, it's all unified. It might be a very good solution.
Yeah, the pricing, I think, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say it's in the $7,000 range for the first year, and then after that, to maintain it is $5,000 a year, which I've purchased other websites in the past, and they were a lot more money than that. I think it's a very reasonable price based on, you know, comparisons that I've seen.
Well, Dr. Clark, I'm sorry, so the $7,000 for the first year and $5,000 for the additional year.
Every year
right.
after that.
So understanding security concerns and network security, that makes a lot of sense. How does that 7 and 5 hold up against WordPress in terms of comparison?
Well, WordPress is probably cheaper, but I think it's costing us in the reputation of the district.
Okay, but like, do we know if it's 10% cheaper, 20% cheaper, 90% cheaper?
Tim, do you know the cost?
The WordPress hosting is a little bit piecemeal, so different things like security certificates and things like that are purchased separately from the WordPress hosting. So the WordPress hosting itself is not all that expensive and is cheaper than the cost of the School Messenger package deal that we've been offered. There's additional functionality with the School Messenger proposal that we've received that we are very interested in. It's a little bit piecing different pieces together, because we're also paying for the alert system separately, which would all come in to that one price.
No, I understand, but just in terms of rough percentages, granted, the budgeted number in a budget the size of our district, we're not talking about a large number.
Right. No.
Just trying to understand and let the public understand the reasons why, to me, make perfect sense. But let's just talk about, are we going to see this very small line item? Is this a doubling, tripling, 40%?
If you don't mind, I'm just going to interpret.
Go.
So I'm thinking that what Mr. Malloy is asking is, does WordPress, when you put all those little pieces together, run around $3,000 versus
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
When we compared the alert service and the web hosting compared to the package proposal from School Messenger, it's roughly around the same in the subsequent years. There's a little bit more in the first year for implementation.
Well, sure, they've got to build up our infrastructure and do all
right.
that stuff. Yeah.
There's an implementation fee that's...
Okay, so it's basically a one-time, if I had to use rough numbers then, based on what I heard tonight, we're probably looking at a one-time $2,000 increase, and then we basically go back to stasis. Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Pertuto or Mr. Jaw?
I just wanted to comment, irregardless of the platform that's chosen, one of the main things that came out that was very evident to the committee was that there seems to be a lot of concern about inconsistency on wikis or websites, whatever you're going to be using. So I would hope that Dr. Clark would be able to go to the leadership team and come up with some type of consistency across the district so that when a parent accesses a website, similar information is found, regardless of the school.
Any other questions?
I think one of the other things that I heard is that you're looking at someone who can really be a webmaster for the district. There's, I think, two ways to look at this. One way would be a stipend type position, which would be part-time. Somebody could do this in off hours, which is kind of what we've had in the past. I think it's part of what the inconsistency has been. I'm trying to think how we could get someone who could do it on a consistent basis, because right now we have principals putting in information, the board office puts in information, Mr. Jaw puts in information. I know exactly why it's not consistent, but we don't have one person who we can put in charge of just that job.
And that's the point. Perhaps you do need one person or two people where all that information is funneled to and they control how the information is updated to the website. So you don't have multiple people updating it at the same time where you can run into a conflict. It may be challenging to do that because you want to get the information updated immediately, but you have to weigh the options and, you know, where the advantages are of funneling the information through one source versus everybody having the ability to update the website.
I'm wondering if, you know, one of the things that we are also experiencing in the district is this kind of data load that we're getting, all right, that with different student information systems, what the state is looking for. It's an enormous amount of time that now what the state has done is every single report that we do must be tied together. Every single one is tied together, and it's all tied into the budget. So if there is one error, all right, in student data, it actually can impact the budget. So, you know, we've caught things where a student, you know, moved into the district and wasn't attributed to the right place, and we have caught those, fortunately, in the way we check and recheck all the information, but the slightest thing can impact your budget numbers as you put the budget together. So it's become very, very important that all that data is input correctly. We've been thinking about the need for somebody to specifically input some of that data so that it all ties together with the budget correctly. Maybe there's a way to combine those positions that we should think about.
Sounds like a possible good idea, yeah. It's just a matter of controlling the data and who's going to control it.
Any other questions? So I'd like to, at this point in time, ask the board what direction we should give to Dr. Clark relative to the district website. So stay on the current platform, revise it, or go to a new platform where we can start from scratch, gain some consistency, and maybe make it a little bit easier.
I'm not prepared to recommend a new platform until we actually see the new platforms at this point, but I think we should certainly explore it.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Well, I know that I'd spoken to Dr. Clark a little bit about utilizing WordPress, but now that has changed since, you know, this board meeting. So I think she should work with Tim to come up with what their recommendation is and then come back to us with the recommendation.
I don't know how much longer I can hold the price. I'm bargaining with them. So is there a way to do this? Did the committee look at all at any other platforms?
We looked at other school districts and what platforms they were using, but we didn't do a deep dive into the specifics or the functionality of those sites. We were just comparing ours to theirs and how they produce theirs, how they arrange their websites compared to our own.
Dr. Clark, may I make a suggestion? Can SchoolReach provide the committee a demo?
School Messenger can provide the committee a demo. We've been trying to get them to just give us the demo, and we've had a little difficulty. They want us to commit to the rest of it,
that's buying.
And I did not want to do that. All right, so
it's like saying
I
test drive that you own.
I refuse to sign the document. Yeah. All right, for the demo.
Could they give you other districts that utilize
there
their
you
services
go. There's a good compromise,
so
right.
that we could then peruse those particular websites and look at the features?
Yes.
Seems like a compromise.
That seems like the right way to do it. Yeah.
Okay. So if we put, then it'll have to be the October, we're in September, right?
Yes.
Sorry. So we'll have to put a recommendation together for the October meeting, and we'll put it through the curriculum committee.
Okay.
All right, so that we'll review it at the curriculum committee. and make a recommendation through that committee.
We meet in 2 weeks.
FNF would probably need to understand the cost aspects of any change, too.
Right.
They could want to see the security aspects of it also in an implementation plan. How long would it take to ramp up the system, and what are the training requirements? Training requirements, especially if we have to train the staff, that's an expense to the staff, an expense to the district, and also a time drain. So we want to be sure we're aware of those and what those impacts are before we implement a new system, if we do that.
Anything else?
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Petito. Okay, I'd like to move on to the report of the superintendent of schools, Dr. Clark.
Okay, our enrollment report is at 1412. Seems to be holding pretty steady around that current number. We did not have any suspensions. We do have a HIB report. There were 3 HIB investigations, all unfounded, one at Spruce Run, one at Round Valley, one at CTMS.
Thank you.
I wanted to share an update on world languages. As you know, we changed the schedule to give an additional, I believe it's 65 minutes of instruction each week to language arts, math, social studies, and science, which had the impact of cutting back on world language instruction and moved it from a core subject area to into a unified arts program. We heard some teachers speak about that and some high school students. Each month since I started 4 years ago, I meet with the high school and the sending districts for articulation about changes, programs, and challenges. I discussed my scheduling concerns at those meetings over the last few years, inclusive of reports by our parents that teachers of language arts at the high school are telling our students that they are not up to speed in the area of writing skills. This was a common theme that has been repeated to me over and over again, and it brought on the concern about the scheduling, which I spoke about at those meetings. Last spring, I spoke with Dr. Shadow, the newly retired superintendent of North, regarding the changes in the world language program at our middle school. I shared the concerns brought to us by his staff that I would like to work with them and support our students, most especially the high-level world language students and their future in advanced placement. We discussed how the requirements of colleges were changing and how other sending districts had already made changes to their schedules and programs, also limiting world language instruction at the middle school level in order to meet the demanding language arts, math, social studies, and science standards. He explained that the high school would like to work with us, but it was probably not a good time for his teachers as they were closing out the year and dealing with college recommendations, very busy. They would not be available over the summer, but maybe we could meet with his world language supervisor. I did try to set that up, but the supervisor subsequently left their district. So there was no one available to work with us at the time. I again initiated contact in August with Mike Hughes, the assistant superintendent. We discussed working together for the students who might qualify for advanced placement. I wanted to look at options for support programs, but I was reluctant to put something in place that would not be approved by the high school for those advanced placement classes. he said he could, we could definitely work together. He would speak with his staff and get back to me by the first week of school. I did not hear anything, so again, I followed up. And Mr. Hughes asked to meet with me and bring his new world language arts supervisor. So we agreed to meet the next day, which was last Friday. And we met for over an hour. I had a number of ideas about what we could do in terms of different online programs, possible clubs, after school activities, things that we might be able to put together. We discussed the options. I asked him to speak with his teachers to help us determine what would be workable versus not workable. We came to agreement on a few items. I would review an online language program being utilized by some districts, Tewksbury is one of them, and discuss with the curriculum committee as well as the possibility of adding a world language club where this program could be utilized. I would also share it with our teachers and discuss it with them so that we could review it. And so I'm going to be bringing this to the next curriculum committee meeting for discussion. The high school will give us an outline of necessary topics that are important to focus on for entrance into level two language. I wanted to make sure that we had those topics and details so that when our teachers are working with our students, either in class to differentiate instruction for those higher level learners, or to do an after school program of some sort, that we had the requirements for that class. They have agreed to give us that, that information. One of the other discussions we had was that since Clinton Township is not the only district who changed their world language instruction program, I asked the high school to review their programming as well. They would look at the current curriculum as well as exploring additional accelerated learning programs that may be offered to CTSD students and other district higher level learners to ready them for the more advanced high school programs. I even offered to discuss hosting classes in our summer programs or after school. We did some research for them. Deb Grief, as you know, our new interim director, is also a world language teacher. And she did some research, and I sent it to the high school on some accelerated programs that were being offered in other counties by a high school, by some regional high schools that would support those students. This is not only Clinton Township that has had to make these decisions. And we are also going to continue to evaluate the changes in our schedule and look for additional ways to support world language learning. We are having another meeting with the high school, and hopefully we can get some of these programs into place that would support those students.
Thank you, Dr. Clark.
Dr. Clark, can I ask a question to that?
Yes.
Are we hearing that our students are lagging from what I heard? Our students are sometimes deficient, according to North, in their language and their writing skills.
Yes.
Relative to their standards, where do we fare with other districts? And the reason I'm asking this is understanding the rationale behind the changes. When we were previous years on this board, and we were going through the state standardized test results, and I kept hearing that, yeah, we were dipping a little English, but it's the test, it's a new test, don't worry about it. You know, every year the valedictorian at North comes from Clinton Township. Now I'm hearing that, hey, maybe we're not doing that well. So is the issue world languages intruding on language arts time, or is the issue perhaps we need to rethink our language arts curriculum, not necessarily from time, but from delivery? And are we considering that?
I don't think, from my perspective, all right? I believe that any other subject, inclusive of world language, all right, only serves to expand and support student learning, all right? Even in the area of English language arts, all right? I believe music makes you a better student. World language makes you, can make you a better student. So my issue is not that it intrudes on time for those things. My issue is that we have a limited amount of time to teach everything we need to teach. Something's got to give somewhere unless we expand the school day, all right? If I could have all of these subjects, that would be my preference. We can't, and frankly, the kids have to take, they're tested in language arts and math in particular, and if they don't have good high scores on SATs in language arts and math, the world language, although I think very important in the future of our world, is not going to help them get into that college. Does it matter? Absolutely. Is it important? Absolutely. All right. I wish I could do more with it. Right now, we can't figure out a schedule that works for that, that gives me the additional time I need to meet the standards, as well as all of that. All right. We are hearing from the high school considerable concerns. It's when I first came here, and remember I went to all the different groups and did all the listening tours, spent time with the PTA and listened to the parent concerns at the middle school. What I was hearing over and over again, and what we've heard at any parent presentation we've done, parents are hearing from the high school teachers that our students are not doing as well as some of the other districts in language arts. I'm not sure the test scores totally bear that out, but there are concerns in written language.
Do we have identical curriculum as the other sending districts for language
no.
arts?
No, but I also need to answer the rest of your question, which was the concerns about the language arts curriculum itself. We started to change that here as well. It's not at the high school level yet, but we have changed the language arts curriculum considerably over the last 3.5 years now, or 3 years, right from the basic level right through Round Valley, and we're moving up to CTMS. So your answer, your analysis is correct. It's not just the time on task, it is also what we're teaching. And we have been addressing that as well.
Great, thank you.
Okay. I also just wanted to comment on an item in the agenda. Two items, actually. One is the supervisor position. That we are changing the title to vice principal. I'd like to share this is strictly a title change. It's for the purpose of fulfilling certification requirements for our supervisor. The state requires this to complete the mentoring process for the standard certification. And so it's supportive for further professional development for this administrator. And her responsibilities will remain the same for the district. It is just enabling her to finish that certification process. I'd also like to share that we have the memorandum of agreement is on the agenda tonight. The memorandum.
The teacher's memorandum.
Yes, okay. The memorandum of agreement, which is with the prosecutor's office and the police department. That was set up a number of years ago between the schools and law enforcement. It is set up specifically for reporting purposes. So the district is required to report certain situations immediately to the police, all right? For example, an extreme example would be if there was a sexual assault that was reported to us. That would be an immediate call to the police department and prosecutor's office. So that agreement has to be signed by the school district, by the superintendent of schools. It is signed by the police representative, and it is signed by the board president and has to be approved by the Board of Education. And there were some minor changes in it this year. One of the changes had to do with reporting of hazing situations. And although, as David Nash said, that is more prevalent in high schools than in the lower grades in a K-8 district, I will tell you that after Sayreville last year and the situation that we all saw on the press, what we did is we met, Mrs. Hammond and I met with the coaches and spoke about procedures in the locker room. We reviewed all of that, reviewed how students were met with, spoken to, and how things were set up for after-school practices. So we reviewed all of those things in light of hazing in particular, but that's also new on the memorandum of agreement with the law enforcement. Have we got anything?
Well, the only thing I wanted to add, because I think it's an important element of that memorandum of agreement, is that it imposes an obligation on law enforcement as well to provide the school district with information. So if there's an incident between two students that takes place over the weekend or over the summer that you wouldn't otherwise know about, you have no legal entitlement to that information under the law, but this agreement requires law enforcement to make school officials aware of it so that when those children interact in the school is sensitized to what's going on between them and can take appropriate precautions and actions. So I think the value to the school district comes largely from the fact that law enforcement is now obligated to share things that under the strict reading of the statutes, law enforcement is not obligated to share.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Request?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 16-SU-002 to 16-SU-003, please.
Motion.
Dan, second, please.
Second.
Gina, any additional questions for Dr. Clark at this time? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh? Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into a 15-minute recess.
Motion.
Second, please?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pituto. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 15-minute recess, please. Motion, please, to reconvene the meeting.
Motion.
Sue?
Second.
Second, Dan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Got it? Okay. I just have a couple of comments for this evening. I'd like to begin tonight's president's comments with recognizing the entire district staff and thank them for a very successful opening to our new school year. It was the hard work of our full staff in the board office, in our transportation department, our maintenance and custodial staff, and our office staff, teachers, administrators that made the month of September a very successful transition in the 2015-16 school year. So on behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to recognize all your hard work to make the opening of school a very successful one. As each month I put in front of you the task list, so that's the task list of all of the things we are required to do as a Board of Education on a monthly and quarterly basis in addition to the requirements of our administrative staff. So you'll see the tasks that we completed this month are in blue. Those in yellow are those that we've completed in the past. And you can see the deadlines of the others that we'll be working on during the month of September. If you have any questions about that list, please let me know. Okay.
At this time, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw of 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. At the public, also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it'll be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board on agenda items only at this time, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes.
Hello, Lana Brennan, different way, 21 Fawn Drive. I just had a quick question about the dyslexia policy. I see that they want to do screening, and is there parent notification if it goes past the screening? Because it does say that if they wanted to do more testing. I wanted to know if the parents were notified so that, or even if they were just saw it as, hey, we think that there's not a problem, but we think that you're raising some red flags, you should be aware more than just what's happening in school. And my other thing is about the wikis, whatever we want to call them, have we considered Google Classroom? I know we're incorporating so many other areas of Google, like forms and everything, that the Google Classroom aspect of it would be a great way for teachers to be able to use it, update it, and not have to update 12 different things, which would, for their time and everyone's time, would be a great, you know, time saver. So, thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board on agenda items?
Good evening, everybody. Michelle Cresty, 36 John Drive, Annandale, New Jersey. Speaking tonight on the world language issue, Dr. Clark, thank you very much for all your efforts in reporting and following up on the world language issue. I want to express my thoughts and sentiments on this topic as a parent of a current eighth grader, a current high school student, and a fourth grader coming up. So I feel like I have three children in three different levels. To go to Kevin's point earlier regarding language and what's important and foreign language and where does it fit in, my comment based upon my three children and where I am in their education is that it's all important. From the high schooler looking at college as the next step, and the college model right now, I don't know what they're doing in the future, but right now the college model is take the hardest classes that you can and get the best grades that you can. So the hardest classes that are presently offered at North Hunterdon High School are AP classes. So these high-level learners, these students who have the opportunity to excel in school or are looking to getting into college, the eye on the prize is the AP class. So to me, it is an absolute sin when I look at my fourth grader and know that his opportunity to get to the prize, that brass ring in high school, is going to be cut off at the knees before he even gets into seventh grade. It's sad to me, and I'm not saying it's anybody's fault right now, but it's just sad to me that we call ourselves this high-level, high-performing district, and we are now taking away an opportunity for our kids to be where they need to be getting into college. Before they even get into seventh grade, they're missing out on an opportunity. So I think that anything that we can do to keep that opportunity to take language two, world language, language two level in the 10th grade or the 9th grade should be maintained. And if there's anything that I can do as a parent, I am willing to help or be on a committee to assist. But we cannot lose this opportunity. It's not, and just take a step back, I don't think it's necessarily about being a world language scholar. Maybe some of them will be. Maybe some of them will be. But it's about getting to give these AP classes, letting the children, letting the students excel in the things that they can do well in. And I think that we need to do everything that we can to keep that going. And I understand it's a big project to teach these students what they need to know in language arts, math, and all the other topics are all obviously important. But I think that it becomes very sad when we start taking one subject matter and reducing it at the cost of something else. There has to be a way to keep all these levels up. Otherwise, we're doing a very big disservice to our children. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board? No? I'd like to open the floor to the first recognition of the public. This section will be only for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. Same parameters I mentioned a moment ago for agenda items apply to the first recognition of the public section. If there's anyone that would like to address the public on non-agenda items only that are school-related, please come to the mic, state your name, and your address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes. No? Seeing none, I would like to ask Mr. McTiernan at this time to give his report on personnel negotiations. Move on to that committee report at this time.
On all of personnel or? And negotiations?
Yeah, I might as well do it all
right
now.
Business
sure.
To the page.
Yeah. Is this administrative report? Yeah, we'll come.
Up for review on personnel negotiations are action items 16-PN-056 through 16-PN-080. I'm looking through the items to see that for the most part, it's the normal day-to-day operations of people replacing lunch aids, et cetera, people on disability and the like. We've got a couple of items I want to draw your attention to or draw the board's attention to. One of them, Dr. Clark has already mentioned, and that one was item number 16-PN-056, which is a change in title. That title change is being enacted, as Dr. Clark mentioned, primarily because to do the coaching and the mentoring that's required for development requires a particular title to be in place. So we're making that change without any change in responsibility set and or compensation. Also, I'd like to draw your attention to action item 16-PN-074. This is a request from the Clinton Township Education Association, and that is a title change to change the co-athletic director title to co-athletic coordinator. The job description was included in the board packet that went out. You'll also notice that those two job titles basically have the same functions. Within Clinton Township, our contract with the association, the job title as coordinator is identified, not the job title as director. So at the request of the association, we'll be changing that position's title with your approval to coordinator from director. Again, the other positions that are there are the usual startups for the year. We're identifying people for stipends, chaperones, and heading other departments within the school district. So with that, I'd like to make a motion to approve item 16-PN-056 through 16-PN-080.
Okay, looking for a second, please.
Second.
Ms. Vanderall. Any questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening?
One that you just reviewed, Dan, on 074.
Kevin, can you speak up, please? Sorry.
The one you just summarized on 074, what was the impetus for the request and change, and it came from the union?
The request came from the Clinton Township Education Association, I believe from their officers, maybe specifically
When you hire a position, you want it to match the title in the contract. So we needed coordinator to match the title. Apparently it was called director for a while, and that's what we went with, but the contract specifically cites coordinator, so it makes sense to match the contract.
And it's at their request.
And how long has it been the current title?
How long has it been
director?
The current title?
Yeah.
I know I didn't research it. I did look at other school districts, and you can see in other school districts a mix and a match. Some call it director, some call
it. I just mean here. How long has it been that title here?
You have to match the contract, though.
Unless you want to change the contract.
But that wasn't the question. The question was how long has it been that title here?
I think we just said we don't know.
I didn't hear
that.
We
didn't research it.
We redid the job description based on the fact that that was the previous job description title. It was athletic director. And so we did it based on that. I don't know how long it was that, but it's been in the contract for a number of years to be coordinator.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes to all but 074, to which I'll abstain.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Negotiations. It was 21 weeks ago on May 5th of this year that we reached a memorandum of agreement, and I'm often reminded when Dr. Clark speaks early on and says memorandum of agreement that it's all a matter of perceptions, because as soon as she says that, I'm thinking contract, and she's thinking the detectives. We did reach an agreement with the CTEA as far as operationally moving forward. That was 21 weeks ago. In that time frame, a number of things need to occur, which is some financial arrangements, which are salary guides, and some other minor wording adjustments. We heard back from the CTEA roughly 2.5 months after that and gave them feedback on our view on some of the information they provided us in the first week of August. We did receive a couple of weeks ago some partial information back on that, and with great anticipation we had hoped to be announcing that we had received all of the data back on some of our concerns and recommendations, but we have not yet received that. So at this stage here, we are hopefully optimistic at coming to an agreement. When we look at where the data has been over that time frame of the 21 weeks, about there 4.5 weeks have resided with the Board of Education, 16.5 weeks have been with the CTEA. So for the past 2 months, I assume they've been working diligently, and we certainly want to work with them to get to an agreement and to do that most expeditiously. So we are hopeful, but we are also reserved in that hope.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. I'd like to move on to the report of the School Business Administrator, Board Secretary, Mr. Juskowitz.
Okay, the current date of the Board of Education's next meeting is scheduled for Monday, October 26th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. That concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking for a motion, please, on action item 16-BA-005 to 16-BA-008, please.
Second.
Dan, second. Rachel. Any questions for Mr. Juskowitz this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes to all, except I'm going to abstain on action item 16-BA-005 on the executive session minutes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
One comment on the VA?
Sure.
I hope the public and the board have seen the work that the VA, Mr. Jeskiewicz, has done at all of our schools in bringing up the facilities to a higher level of support and performance, especially the parking lots, the sidewalks, some of the pointing on all of the buildings, and other work to come. It really has been a monumental effort to get done, I believe, before school started. He has done that very, very well, and I think everyone is benefiting from that in the school district. I wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you very much, Mr. McTiernan.
Thank you. I'd like to move on to our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. John Petutto is the chair of that committee. Mr. Petutto, may we have your committee's report this evening?
Certainly. Thank you. The Finance and Facilities Committee met last Monday. Most of the discussion actually centered around what Mr. McTiernan was just talking about, the various site improvements around the district. We came away with 38 action items that we'll review tonight. I'll attempt to be brief. Action items span from 16FF060 through 16FF097. A number of the action items relate to the payments of various bills, including FF060, which are the payment of bills for the period of September 2015. Action items 080, 081, and 097 relate to the payment of security improvements around the district, the wastewater department, wastewater treatment repairs, and the paving and asphalt improvements in our parking lots, respectively. With action item 068, we are appointing the Work Family Connection as our provider for childcare for the 2015 summer camp and the 2015-16 before and after care programs. Action items 072 through 079 are all related to various transportation items. Action items 082 through 085 are some change orders related to various site improvements. Action items 088 through 090 are all related to security improvements. So with that, I'm seeking a motion for the approval of action items 16FF060 through 16FF097.
Thank you. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second,
Mr. McTiernan. Any questions for Mr. Petutto on facilities and finance?
Quick question on 061, the yoga classes. I assume that we're going to be teaching, we're empowering teachers to teach yoga to the students?
Yes, would you like to be part of it?
just confirming that we're going to be introducing yoga into phys ed?
Yes, but this is really for the guidance counselors.
Gotcha.
The guidance and the nurse do programming on for some student anxiety issues, and they teach some relaxation techniques for the students. I've actually observed it. It's really well done.
Cool. Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Petutto?
I thought they did yoga, though, in gym. I know that my daughter's done it in fourth and fifth grade, and I don't know about that. I'm just going to say, because I don't know if they're trained to offer it.
We're aware of that,
okay.
And Mrs. High and I have been discussing how we're going to reevaluate how we're doing that program for the future, because there are some concerns. So, yes, we are absolutely looking at that.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Petutto on action items, please?
One for Mr. Petutto or Mr. Jeskiewicz on 087, the ESIP project. The action item, what exactly are we doing in the action item? Are we authorizing the board to put out the RFP?
That is correct. Actually, we did this back in April. We went out, got one bidder that had returned back, and we rejected that one bidder. Now we are revisiting it, making it more specific, and we have our architect involved, and we have named a person of financial background who has experience in dealing with this, also named in there. So as we move forward, we can probably get the best price and hopefully offer it out to more competitive bidders, and have that information disseminate out to those bidders for a longer period of time than we did the last time.
So the action item, I guess we don't have to authorize the engagement of Brett Somjans. They're our architect of record, but we're...
That is correct, yes.
But we do have to authorize signing on Phoenix to act as an advisor.
They've been our advisors for our bonding and financing going forward at this time. We had secured them back earlier when they had to do our, it was called an MCDC, which is to go over and look at our timely filings that have been done in the past, which they weren't. Okay. They're ensuring that is being done going forward.
So the this resolution is to restart the process to do a new RFP?
That's correct.
With this mm-hmm. team. And then if, say we get 3 bids and we receive a conforming low bid, are we obligated to implement that project, or is it something that the board...
What it is there is a litany of questions that there's kind of like a committee that would get together between myself, the architect, bond counsel, where it would come up. There are questions that are deemed or determined, and there's a weight value based upon those questions. So it's not necessarily who may be the cheapest, but who may bring about the most savings. Okay. And the best potential for us to reap those savings into efficient lighting, new rooftop units, possibly air conditioning, solar. There's many infinite things. So as we get along in that process, I'll be informing the committee about that as we move along.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I need to abstain on FF060, 073, and 074, please. And yes to all the rest.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving to our last committee report of the evening, Mrs. McLaughlin is the chair of our policy and curriculum. Mrs. McLaughlin, can you please give your report?
Yes. The curriculum committee met on September 14th. We discussed a number of items, including updating the committee on the website presentation that was done this evening. We've looked at some field trips that are coming up and some first readings for policies. So we have only two action items tonight. Action item 16PC009 are first readings for the administration of medication and the screening for dyslexia, and the regulation for administration of medication, and three field trips. The fifth grade will be going to the Da Vinci Science Center. The sixth grade will be participating for the first time in Grow Row, which is an outreach program locally in our community, in our neighboring community, where students will be involved in harvesting produce for the food banks in the local area. And then another exciting new program in grade 5 called JA BizTown, which is a program that involves students running a business. So they learn all about economies, and they learn how to sell products, and they get to travel to Bridgewater too. Sounds like a cool time. I would like to join that one. I do know that we had a question earlier regarding the dyslexia policy. The dyslexia policy is a direct result of a new New Jersey state law that mandates that all students in elementary school must be screened for dyslexia. I was hoping that Dr. Clark might just give a little information about the new law and what's entailed for our district.
I'm going to actually ask, we have an expert in our midst who has been working with this new law for a while in the district. So Mrs. Steinheimer, would you like to speak about the dyslexia law for a moment?
There are actually three parts of